being unhappy in my life was actually a really good thing. I have to remind myself of that right now. When I feel unhappy, when I feel stuck, when I feel like there's just something missing, that's actually a really good thing, because we can get to a point where we get so frustrated that we take action to make change happen.
Life is busy. Schedules are full. Money is tough. Marriage is tough. Kids, family, friends, work, housework. Ew. There is so much on our plate these days, and I think it's time we start taking stuff off. The Unstuffed podcast is a minimalist lifestyle and mindset podcast created to help you feel a little less overwhelmed and is designed to help give you the permission to eliminate any of life's clutter that's not working for you. You only get one life after all, and it's so much bigger than all this other stuff. So sit back, take a walk. It's your turn to take a break, and I will take over from here. Welcome to the Unstuffed podcast.
Hey there, it's me, Renee. Welcome to the Unstuffed podcast. Oof-da. So this has been kind of a long week for me. I've been sick for a week. So if you hear it in my voice, that's what's going on. But today I wanted to share a little bit with you about how minimalism helped me kind of redesign my life and create this space, because truly I've been sick for a week and I've been able to sleep. I've been able to relax. I've been able to completely take care of myself, with the exception of yesterday when I recorded two podcast interviews. I canceled the third one because I could not stop coughing. But beyond that, this last week has really been my own. And I'm so thankful for that. I've really worked to design a life where my time could be my own, where I could listen to my body. You know, if I needed to take the time to rest and heal, I could. If I needed time to, spend with my kids, I could, which I did, which a week ago today, I went to my daughter's house because she called me. She's like, "Mom, I'm so sick. I don't know if I need to go to the hospital. I don't know what's going on." So I drove to her apartment to go take care of her. And now I'm sick. I got sick from her. No regrets. If you're a mom, you know, I'm like, I don't care. I still would have gone and taken care of her. The next day was her birthday. I didn't want her spending her birthday all by herself, because she had to cancel plans with friends. She was so sick. And then I went and got sick from her. But as chaotic as it's been, it's truly a blessing that I have this freedom and flexibility in my life. And I think a lot of you could maybe feel that or know that if you've got jobs or if you've got, obligations that you have filling your days. And I don't ever want to say this in like a privileged, yay me way. This is something I've truly intentionally worked to design my life around. And minimalism helped me do it. Minimalism helped me create this space, where I could take the time off if I needed to. I could unwind if I needed to. And I'm so forever thankful for it. I just wanted to kind of walk you through what that looked like for me, how I've got to this place. And I guess kind of how right now I'm feeling like maybe this is no longer the design that I want. Let's just dive into it, shall we? Let's just dive in. So as you know, you've heard my story a bajillion times. Back in 2014, I felt really overwhelmed by everything in my life. I was working for myself, but I was, you know, working with clients. So I was on other people's schedules. I was responding to other people on their timelines, on their deadlines, and working most weekends, especially throughout the summer, which left me very little time with my family, especially when Tom was not working. You know, when Tom was not working, he was with the kids and I was working. It just was not how I wanted to spend my days. I really wanted to be able to have this time to connect with my kids and my husband. And on top of all of that, you know, we had the house with the extra payments, and it was all just really drowning and exhausting, and everything kind of felt just out of alignment. Something felt wrong and off. And like I said, I currently have that feeling again, and I need to do some time to marinate it and figure out what is going wrong or what needs to go right, what next steps are meant to happen. But I'm still so thankful that back then, and even still now, minimalism helped give me the space to figure things out. And it's given me the space right now to figure things out. I can kind of sit around and contemplate what my next steps are, which maybe I've got a little too much space, honestly, in my life. It might be working a little too much on autopilot, that it's like, I've got too much time to sit in my own thoughts. But we're talking about the good sides, the good parts of it, right? And how I was able to simplify my life so much so that I was able to create space for this kind of change and this redesign that I wanted for my life. You know, and I talk about like decluttering. Let's start with just the basics of decluttering, because that's what so many of us think of when we think about minimalism, right? We think about decluttering our stuff, living with less, getting organized, whatever it might be. Now, for me, I never really felt it. I mean, I was overwhelmed by my home. I did feel overwhelmed by the amount of stuff I had to manage, but mostly I was overwhelmed by my life. I just felt overwhelmed by the amount of things on my to-do list, the expectations that I had for myself, the expectations, you know, for my clients, the people I was working with. And decluttering for me felt like taking control and kind of getting rid of the excess stuff in my home, but also kind of stuff in my life. Was like, by decluttering my clothes was like, oh, I no longer have to worry about trying to fit into these clothes. I no longer have to worry about trying to wear these clothes. Like, it was a mental load off. When I'm decluttering the things from my closet, you know, the outfits that I feel like I should wear, or the things that I think I should put on my body, or the stuff that I think I should wear to look attractive, or whatever it might be. Not only am I eliminating those things, I'm also eliminating all that stress and that worry around getting dressed or whatever it might be. I always use my clothes as a reference because that was my biggest declutter for me. That was the toughest. As you know, I'm a recovering shopaholic, and clothes were my kryptonite. They were the thing that I struggled with the most. So going through the process of decluttering kind of felt like demo day. I think about it when like Fixer Upper, the show Fixer Upper, where they have the demo day. It was just like getting rid of like the nasty wallpaper that had been, you know, stuck to the walls, or the old outdated things that just weren't working. It just felt like clearing house, creating space so that I could get down to the bare bones again. You know, if I was able to simplify my cleaning routine, my getting ready routine, all the things in my house, then I was able to kind of get down to the bare bones of myself again. Kind of reconnect to me and who I am. And then from there, when we get to the bare bones, we get to decide, you know, how are we going to rebuild? What do we want this to look like for our next steps? And I started to get really clear about what I did want. Of course, I had to go through the process of learning what I didn't want in order to start to understand more of what I did want for my life. And I love this quote, and I always say it wrong, but it was something I heard Bob Proctor say, where he says, you know, discontentment in our life spurs us into action. It's something that can propel us forward. So being unhappy in my life was actually a really good thing. We have to remind myself of that right now. When I feel unhappy, when I feel stuck, when I feel like there's just something missing, that's actually a really good thing, because we can get to a point where we get so frustrated that we take action to make change happen. And that's what I did. That's what decluttering was like. Oh, that was me taking action. That was me starting to take action. And once I cleared through the space and was able to kind of ask myself, okay, what do I want this to look like? If I can rebuild my life from here on out, what do I want this to look like? And I knew I no longer wanted to work with clients. I didn't want that anymore. I didn't want something that caused me to have to work, you know, through the weekends. Well, then I took small part-time jobs working for someone else, and I didn't want that either. I had so many bad experiences with bosses. I had great experiences with bosses too. I should really give the credit to the good bosses that I had, but really negative experiences where people were not understanding that my family came first. My family was my top priority. I always talk about how, you know, my son was in the hospital, literally in like a comatose state, and I had to teach a kids yoga class for 30 minutes on Monday. And the kids were not being driven to my class. Like, I can't specify that enough. This was through like a local gym. So this was at the childcare center. In the childcare center, I would teach a 30-minute yoga class for the kids who were getting dropped off so that their parents could be in the workout classes or could get their workouts in, right? So no parents were bringing their kids specifically to my class. They were just dropping them off at daycare. So really, the kids were not going to miss out on anything if I wasn't having to teach this class, right? Let's specify all that. 30 minutes one Monday for kids that really could have cared less if I was there or not. They wouldn't have known. You know, it's not like the kids are like, oh, Mondays at 8:30 is my yoga class. They had no idea, right? But I had this boss was like, you need to find someone to replace you. You need to find a replacement. You need to be calling around while my son was in a hospital bed. And I did, because I was such a people pleaser. In like a panic state, I just called everybody I could. And no one could fill in for me, but they were all, I noticed a pattern of them all going, you shouldn't be having to do this. Your son's in the hospital. Really? I was like, yeah, they said that I have to find somebody to really, you know, like, I should have just said, fuck it at that point. Excuse my language. But like, I should have just been like, nope, not worth it. But I just so badly was like, people pleaser. And I was always this way with work. I've always been this way ever since I used to work at Old Navy when I was in high school. I could be like sick and dying. And I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I can't come into work. They think I'm lying. I just was so paranoid about those kinds of things. But after going through those experiences, I was like, no, never again. Never again do I want to deal with this. I don't want to have to beg someone for time off to be with my sick child. I didn't want to deal with like weird power trip dynamics or anything like that. I was just so over it, you know? So I started to hear more about like passive income. I wanted to work for my own with making passive income so that my hours could be flexible. So like I didn't have to show up for anybody. I didn't have to do anything. And that's why I started the blog. So for me, blogging was a write when you can, you know, make money on your own terms. It just kind of shows up. And I'm so blessed that blogging helped me do that and helped me homeschool the kids and things like that. And now taking the blog to things like social media, you know, has been so huge for me. And I'm actually working on starting YouTube as well, for the same reason. I just really love the idea of that flexibility. And I don't know that it would have been possible if I would have stayed in the same busy state that I had before, if I hadn't kind of decluttered my life. I recently shared a social post where I talk about how, thanks to decluttering, I was able to show up for my daughter this past week, and people didn't understand what I meant. They're like, how did decluttering help you be there for your daughter? I would have been there for my daughter, even if my house was cluttered. And it's like, okay, yeah, I get that. I do. But I think a lot of us are living in a state of overwhelm where we don't necessarily have the flexibility to show up for the things or the people in our lives that really matter. Or if we do, we're kind of killing ourselves in the process because we're trying to, you know, show up for the job. We're trying to show up for the people. We're trying to take care of ourselves. We're trying to run the household. And it can just be so overwhelming. And I didn't want to feel like family time was overwhelming. You know, I didn't want to feel burnt out at the end of my days. I wanted to feel like dropping everything for my kids was easy, and was a no-brainer and was something I could easily do. And I was able to create that the more I was able to let go of not only stuff, but like I said, my internal expectations, the people I said yes to. I just got really good at constantly letting go, letting go, letting go, doing less, doing less. And it's been so healing and created so much space for me to design this life that I really want. And on top of all of that, on top of the creating space aspect, the more I practiced true minimalism with things, and I stopped shopping, which you guys know, I started buying less. Bought less. I spent less money. And when you spend less money, you have more money. And the thing is that I had never been intentional with my money before that. It had just been kind of like, spend whenever, don't think twice. If anything, it was like, couldn't spend fast enough. I think about that. I just dog sat for the last week while I've been homesick, I was really lucky to have these two amazing dogs snuggling me every day. But I made $530 is what I have from watching two really great dogs over the last week, which I couldn't ask for a better way to make some extra cash to hang out with some really good dogs. But I've been thinking about that $500 and kind of smiling because, like, years ago, I would have spent it immediately. It would have been gone right away. I would have had like so many things immediately that I was ready to spend it on, like stuff or books, or I can't even think of things that I'd want to spend it on now, because to me, I'm like, oh, I'm setting it aside for our summer vacation. That's what this money is going toward. And I just have this intention for my money instead of casually spending it like I used to. And minimalism helped me do that because it helped me be more intentional, not only with my things, but how I spent money on the things, because I didn't want as many things anymore. And when I started to be more intentional with my money, I started to ask myself, what are my long-term financial goals versus what can I get today? You know, I used to live in that mindset of how can I spend my money today to make myself happy immediately. Right now, I need to be happy. I love being in that state. And I've shared this with you guys where I talk about my, you know, how I created an investment plan and things like that to support us in the future, to plan for our other goals and to create a life that feels easy to live. And truly, minimalism has helped me do all of this. Now, I think when you look at my life from the outside, it looks really similar. If you don't know my story, if you don't know my journey, someone could easily come to my house and think, okay, yeah, like just a normal person, a normal house. I don't think my house looks freakishly minimal. Some people do. I definitely see it when I have like friends over and, you know, we don't have as many options for where we can go. Like my family doesn't have as many places to go as their family might, you know. We have less space than some, and we have less stuff than some. I definitely see it. But I'm intentional with my life. I'm intentional with my things. And that's the biggest difference. Because from the outside in, you might not think anything is all that significantly fantastic about my life or that I've redesigned it in some amazing, magical way. But I can say that there's more heart, there's more intention and more consistent joy in my life than I ever had some 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I feel like I lived in a constant state of anxiety. And I think it was probably a lot of trauma that I was carrying around. And again, minimalism has allowed me to heal and let go of that because I created this space to kind of do so. I had the freedom and the flexibility to fall apart when I needed to journal, to figure myself out, and to kind of break open so that I can be this whole new person, this whole new version of me truly, because 10 years ago me was carrying around so much burden. She was carrying around so much hurt, so much stress, that it was stopping me from truly being able to step into my highest self, stopping me from stepping into who I wanted to be. And I didn't even really know just how much it was impacting me until I was able to find the space to shift it all, to no longer be that version of me anymore. I'm so thankful. And I'm just sharing all of this with you guys because I, as always, want you to understand when I talk about minimalism, I talk about it on such a deep healing level, that it's so much bigger than stuff, that we allow ourselves the potential to totally shift our entire life if we're willing to let go of any attachment to stuff. And if we learn to detach ourselves from that stuff, we also can detach ourselves from some of the you know, mindsets and the emotional baggage that's attached to that stuff. So if you are going through the process and you're currently decluttering or you're really wanting to simplify your life, I really encourage you to think about what's possible after you do. What could life possibly look like once you're done eliminating the things? What would you be capable of if you had less to manage, if you had less on your plate, less on your mind? And it And how would you choose to redesign your life after all of the stuff is gone?
Hey again, thanks so much for hanging out with me today on the Unstuffed podcast. It means so much that you chose to carve out some of your precious time just to hang out with me. If you aren't quite ready for our time to end, head to the show notes where you can grab my free declutter checklist, join my newsletter subscription, and connect with me on some of your favorite social platforms. Sending you so much love. Until next time.